they'll have more heads your way soon. Karen Gomez, CEO of Paintback, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
All right, how much paint is there sitting in sheds?
Well, look, that is an imponderable question, but there's a fair bit.
There's a fair bit.
I mean, there's a lot. Though, you know, we have managed to get around 28 million kilos of paint from those sheds in the last 5 years. So, you know, there was an estimate done years ago which said there was about 25 million kilos of paint sitting in sheds. But, you know, who knows really, because, you know, people have been painting during the pandemic. There's all kinds of things. So, you know, I think the important thing is, though, that in South Australia, Paintback has set up a number of sites where people can drop off for free. So we're trying to make it as convenient and easy as possible. So when you are motivated to get into the shed, get your little, what I call your private landfill, out of there and back to Paintback, you know, the service is there. So that's, I think that's really an important thing.
So what do you do with it?
Well, the steel cans, we recycle those. And the plastic pails, they're a bit harder to recycle. The plastic and the paint combined is a bit of a challenge. But we are actually got a project on the go now where we're working with our supply chain to get cleaner plastic, a better spec, and then putting that back into plastic pails that the paint companies use. So it's recycled content. Plastic pails, bit of a challenge. It's a hard ask when it's got paint all over it, but we're working on that. The oil paint, highly calorific and can be used as an alternative fuel. So we have an arrangement where the cement industry uses it instead of coal. And so there's a really good carbon footprint saving there. The water-based paint, bit of a challenge as well. We can dewater it through our supply chain, which means they are able to remove the water from the water-based paint, and that can be used in industrial processes rather than mains, or help water companies with their kind of managing sewers and things. So it's one of the areas we want to improve on, and that's why we're funding research and development and looking at how can we use water-based paint, how we can better treat plastic to get a better outcome than where we sit today.
This sounds very expensive. How are you able to do this with a free disposal deposit? You know, people can just deposit it at one of your facilities.
Yeah, look, the paint industry got together, you know, several years ago and decided together they'd be better off working on this problem than individually. And they've agreed that they'll apply 15 cents per litre to household paint. So when you and I go and buy paint at a local paint store or hardware store, 15 cents a litre or 60 cents in a 4 litre can comes to Paintback, which is a not-for-profit company, which means that 15 cents must be used for that purpose, funding the paint collection, funding the research and development. And that means that you can drop your paint off at any time, whether that paint you've got in your shed, which is probably a bit more than 5 years old, David, you can drop that back, and there's no charge on that because it's funded through the 15 cents supplied today when people buy paint.
Okay, because this stuff is pretty toxic, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's what we call low toxicity, high volume, but it's really the important thing is you don't want it getting in the waterways. We don't want to put it in landfill. I mean, landfill is we can do a lot better than that. And as we're moving to, you know, these future waste bans coming in, we've really got to start creating a circular economy. So for me, the important thing is the paint industry is stepping forward to do that with their own products. And that's what everyone's got to do. It's not one silver bullet. Everyone's got to work on it.
Where can people go?
Well, paintback.com.au is the simplest way to find out where your nearest site is. There's 12 sites around Adelaide and also in Mount Gambier. We also run pop-up events from time to time, might be with local councils or with Green Industries SA and with some of the leading hardware stores. So there's those events, and they tend to be in areas where we don't have a site. So 12 permanent sites across Adelaide. But paintback.com.au is where you can find out.
Right. And I've got a piece of paper in front of me that says there are sites at Wingfield, Hackham, Edinburgh, and Charles Sturt. So there should be something near you. But as you say, the best way to do that is to type into search engine PaintBat.
That's the one, paintbat.com.au.
Karen, yep. Thank you very much for explaining that.
My pleasure.
Karen Gomex, CEO of PaintBat. So hopefully that'll help you clear out your shed this week. Coming up in a moment, we're going to cross to Spence Denny. He thinks he might have an answer for the smell down.